Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey, guys.
Take one. Hello, everyone.
We made it to part three of our beginner's guide to planning your Walt Disney World vacation. In part one, we talked about booking your Walt Disney World vacation, the different categories of the Disney resorts, the park ticket options, and the modes of transportation around the Disney property. Last week, we discussed rope dropping, extra magic hours, park tickets, and the Lightning Lane multi-pass versus the Lightning Lane single pass.
If you haven't listened to parts one and two, we would recommend listening to those before you listen today. Because today we're going to talk about dining reservations, yes, the Disney dining plan, and how to meet your favorite characters. If you're wondering if you can bring your own food in the parks, we're going to answer that today too.
Yeah, it's going to be another jam-packed episode, so let's dig in, shall we?
Let's do it.
First up, let's talk about the traditional character meet and greets. These are designated locations where you can line up to meet characters, take photos, and get autographs. Some of the best meet and greet spots include at the Magic Kingdom, you can meet Mickey at Town Square Theater, catch the princesses at Princess Fairytale Hall, or visit Ariel in her grotto. At Epcot, you can say hi to Anna and Elsa in Norway, or meet classic characters like Mickey and Goofy at the Epcot character spot. Over at Hollywood Studios, Star Wars fans can meet Darth Vader, Chewbacca, and BB-8 at Star Wars Launch Bay. And over at Animal Kingdom, you'll find Mickey and Minnie in their safari outfits at Adventure's Outpost. And even rare characters like Kevin from Up show up sometimes. One of the best ways to find character locations and wait times is through the app. You guessed it. We've talked about the app in both of the previous episodes. And just like you can check on the app for wait times for your favorite rides, you can do the same thing for character meet and greets.
And do you want to skip the lines and still meet your favorite characters? Well, you can book a character dining experience. Mm-hmm. These meals give you one-on-one time with Disney stars while you're enjoying delicious food. Some of the top spots include Cinderella's Royal Table at the Magic Kingdom, where you get to meet Cinderella and other Disney princesses in her castle. Akershire Royal Banquet Hall at Epcot. It's another great place for princess lovers. Chef Mickey's, one of our favorites,
yes,
is at Disney Contemporary Resort. You get to hang out with Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and other friends while enjoying a buffet-style meal. The Tusker House in the Animal Kingdom, you get to meet Mickey, Donald, Goofy, in the safari gear. And Hollywood and Vine in Hollywood Studios. Great for meeting Disney Junior characters at breakfast or Minnie and friends at dinner.
Yeah, there's a few others like the Cape May Cafe or Ohana at the Polynesian. So you can find them all on the app.
And reservations for character dining can fill up very quickly.
Yes, that's true.
So book your table as early as possible, up to 60 days in advance through your My Disney Experience app.
Yeah, definitely. Especially for Chef Mickey's. That goes quick. Yes. So book that 60 days out for sure. And although most of them do, not all character interactions happen in a planned spot. Sometimes Disney characters pop up for surprise sightings throughout the parks. I know it doesn't seem likely, but it actually really happens. So, for example, the Mad Hatter and Alice often stroll around near the teacups rides. And at Epcot, sometimes Mary Poppins shows up at the UK Pavilion, while Mulan can be found in China. Oh, we've seen this many times, actually. Over at Hollywood Studios, the Stormtroopers and even Chewbacca patrol Galaxy's Edge. And they interact with guests. Like, you can just walk into them as you're walking around. And sometimes over at the Animal Kingdom, Pocahontas may appear along the Discovery Island trails.
And last time, we actually saw Jack Sparrow right outside the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, we did. He was just standing there. Yeah, yeah, he was hanging out. And actually, I think you ran into Cinderella's ugly stepsisters somewhere, too, over near the teacups.
Yes.
They were just walking around. It was cool.
So Make sure to bring an autograph book and a Sharpie. Many characters love signing autographs, and it's a great souvenir.
Yeah, and since Chris mentioned reservations for character meals, this seems like a good time to talk about dining reservations at Walt Disney World. There are many popular restaurants at Disney, and we highly recommend making a reservation if there's someplace you definitely don't want to miss while you're there. So, like I said, first things first, reservations open up 60 days in advance at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. But if you're staying at a Disney Resort Hotel, you get a little extra magic. You can book your dining reservations for your entire stay, which up to 10 days, starting at 60 days before check-in.
Now, where do you book these reservations? You have three options. The Disney World website, just head to the dining reservations page, pick a restaurant, choose a time, and boom, you're booked. Also, again, you can use your My Disney Experience app. It really has everything.
It does.
It's the same process, but on your phone. Super convenient. Or you can call Disney Dining at 407-WDW-DINE if you prefer to speak with a real person.
Yeah, popular spots like Cinderella's Royal Table, Chef Mickey's, and Be Our Guest fill up super fast, so book those ASAP.
Keep checking back, and then if you don't get your first choice, people cancel all the time.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you can find a sneaky reservation in there.
Some restaurants require a credit card hold, and you may be charged if you don't show up. So always check the cancellation policy. And if you don't get a reservation, don't stress. Many locations offer walk-up lists in the My Disney Experience app. So you can always try walking up in person. The worst they can say is that they can't fit you in. And since we're on the topic of food, we're going to break down the Disney dining plan options for y'all.
Yes, the Disney Dining Plan is a prepaid meal package available to guests staying at the Disney Resort Hotels. It helps you budget meals in advance and adds convenience to your trip. Instead of pulling out your wallet for every meal, you use dining credits that are included in your plan.
Now, Disney offers two dining plan options. The Quick Service Dining Plan, which includes two quick service meals per day, one snack per day, and one refillable resort mug for unlimited refills at your Disney resort. And this is for each individual.
Yes.
And the second Disney dining plan is the Disney Dining Plan. This is one step up. It comes with a one quick service meal per day, one table service meal per day, including character dining, one snack per day, and one refillable resort mug.
So you're probably wondering, what's a quick service and what's a table service? So a quick service meal they're grab and go style. So think like burgers, hot dogs, sandwiches. Table service meals include sit down experiences at the restaurants.
Whether the dining plan is worth it depends on your eating habits. If you love character dining and table service meals, the Disney dining plan can save you money. If you're more of a grab and go person, the quick service plan might be better fit. Keep in mind, snacks can use things for like Mickey pretzels, Dole Whip, Mickey ice cream,
yes,
and even Starbucks drinks.
And sometimes Disney offers package deals which include free dining plans, so that's something to keep in mind as well.
Yes, there's always offerings or rewards happening all the time, so check to keep updated.
For sure.
And another thing we wanted to talk about were wheelchair, scooter, and stroller rentals at Walt Disney World.
Yes. So first up, let's talk about where you can rent these essentials. Disney offers rentals at all four of the theme parks and Disney Springs. You can get a stroller, and they're available single or double, which are perfect for kids who get tired quickly. You can rent a wheelchair. So they have standard push wheelchairs for people who need a little extra support. And then you can rent a scooter, which is a great option for people who need mobility assistance, who want more independence.
And also those scooters, they can go on the buses too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they get to go on first, actually.
Yes. So Disney rentals are on a first-come, first-served basis, and you can't take them between parks, but there are multi-day rental options where you just show your receipt at each park.
Yeah, it's super easy. And if you want even more flexibility, you can consider renting from an outside vendor. Companies like Scooterbug, Buena Vista Rentals, and Gold Mobility deliver directly to Disney resorts. And the benefit of those would be you keep your rental for the entire trip, including your hotel and going between parks.
Disney strollers start around $15 per day for a single and $31 for a double. ECVs are about $60 per day. Wheelchairs are around $12 per day, but prices may change, so always check Disney website before you go.
Yeah. And if you're bringing your own stroller, which is totally allowed, you just have to make sure it meets Disney's size requirements. And they also don't allow wagons or oversized strollers.
And consider a stroller tag or a ribbon to help identify yours in the massive stroller parking areas.
Yes.
Seriously, there are hundreds of strollers in the parking areas, and you want yours to stand out.
Yeah, he's not exaggerating. The stroller parking areas, it's like a sea of strollers. So, yeah, I think ribbons or like some sort of accessories to make yours stand out is a smart idea.
Now, we want to give you all some tips to make your park days a little bit easier. These are just some things we've learned over the years, and we want to share our knowledge with you.
Yes, I think one of the most common questions that people ask is if they can bring their own food into Disney parks, and the answer is yes. Disney World allows guests to bring their own food and drinks into the parks with a few restrictions. So here's what you can bring. You can bring snacks, sandwiches, and meals in small containers. You can bring non-alcoholic beverages, but you can't bring them in a glass bottle. Actually, I think Magic Kingdom is dry completely. I don't even think they sell alcohol at the Magic Kingdom, which...
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
I think just Epcot.
Epcot. I don't know. Maybe Animal Kingdom, but I'm not sure. Don't quote us. But I know the Magic Kingdom is dry. So you can bring your own drinks, but just not in glass bottles. And you can bring a small soft-sided cooler, like if you're packing sandwiches or whatever, but it can't be larger than 24 by 15 by 18. And of course, you can also bring in baby food and formula. Now, here's what you cannot bring. Like I said, glass containers, but you can bring baby food jars, which are glass. So you can bring baby food glass jars. You cannot bring alcoholic beverages. You cannot bring loose ice, so you have to use reusable ice packs instead. And you cannot bring large coolers or anything that requires heating.
Now, bringing your own food and snacks to the parks is a great way to save money and have options that fit your family's dietary needs.
Yeah, we usually bring things like Cheez-Its, Goldfish crackers, and depending on the weight of our carry-on bags, sometimes we bring bottles of water.
And if you don't want to carry your snacks and water with you on the plane, you can get food delivered right to your resort from places like Amazon Fresh, Instacart, and Garden Grocer. Most of the hotels will hold your deliveries for you at Bell Services.
Yeah, it's a great way to save a little money by bringing your own or ordering food and drinks to your hotel room to bring with you to the parks.
We usually order a couple of cases of water when we are there, but you can also bring your own bottles and refill them at parks. There are refill stations throughout the parks.
Yeah, also, any quick service restaurant with a soda fountain will give you a free cup of ice water if you ask. And that also goes for Starbucks locations inside the parks.
All right, and I think this is a good stopping point for us today. We've thrown a lot of information out there, and we want to give you a chance to digest everything.
Yeah, we've given you guys so much information. But as always, feel free to email me with your Disney questions. You know I love talking about Disney, and of course I'll answer the questions as best I can. You know where to find me, but in case you don't, it's thegenxcouplepodcast@gmail.com.
And next week, we're going to wrap up our series with some tips and tricks that we've learned over the years. And I think we may also touch on some Disney topics like parties, extras, and tours.
Yep.
But in the meantime, see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.